Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Isaac?
Yes.
Hi, Isaac. My name's Jesse. I am one of the specialists in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that. So, Isaac, my mapping coordinator, Nate, had just wanted me to hop on the line and go ahead and apply a promotional rate that he had put in for your established company. Now, before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
No.
Okay. So is this something that you've ever kind of looked into doing for your company before?
As far as advertising, you mean?
Like specifically with Google. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I tried to set it up online there, and I was never able to kind of get through it.
Oh, you're talking about like a Google Business Profile?
Yeah, well, I supposedly I did it, and it still says pending, so I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, how long ago was that?
Probably about 3 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago,
Okay.
something like that.
Sometimes it can take that much time. If for whatever reason you go in and try to change things to your Google Business Profile before it's live, they'll flag it and, then suspend it basically. So, there's just like things with the Google Business Profile that are kind of finicky. Whatever is going on with it, we would absolutely be able to take care of it. And, starting that process is definitely good in getting some brand awareness for your company, but essentially that's only good if people already know the name of your business. So,
Yeah,
what we're
sure.
doing is placing you as a top recommended option there on the first page of Google when people search for, carpentry, construction, painting, interior, exterior. When they search any of those keywords, you'll be popping up when they're searching for those services and capturing their attention. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that does make sense.
So, now, as far as pricing goes, Isaac, because Nate did put you in for that promotional rate, I can absolutely reduce our rate about 50%. So normally the price of the program is $599, but I can bring it down to just $249 month to month. The first month it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to program you in. So the first month it'd be $348, and then next month there going forward it'll be $249. Okay? So that will be a
Okay.
flat monthly rate. There's no lead fees, no extra taxes, no hidden costs. With us there are also no contracts. Okay?
Okay.
So
So
now
then,
I
I mean, technically you can cancel any time if you if I feel like it's not beneficial.
Absolutely. But I know once you start getting those jobs coming in from Google, you're not going to be going anywhere anyway. But if you ever decide that you don't want to continue, then you just need to let us know 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay. So now, as far as what that includes for you, Isaac, it is going to be for your Google Local Optimization setup, therefore that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to go ahead and submit your company with up to 60 directory listings. This is just really to get relevancy for your company. So we'll get you on like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce, and Bing. We will get you on sponsored Facebook ads. So these would be retargeted ads when somebody searches for your services within your service area, then your ad will be popping up on that person's news feed. We'll get you on mobile devices because that is different programming with different search results. So we would get you on iPhones, Androids, tablets, even voice-activated systems like Alexa. So
Oh,
we
okay.
would quite literally cover all your bases, right?
Yeah.
Now, as far as the program goes to Isaac, we don't want you to just take our word for all of it. It does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And if you ever want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any of your content, Isaac, you'll be able to do that with the assistance of your account management team or directly through your reporting dashboard.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so, what do you think, Isaac? Since it is month-to-month pricing, I'm sure you're going to want to give it a shot, right?
Yeah, I'll try it out.
Okay, wonderful. So, and two, let me ask you. So, Isaac, you don't have a website, right?
Not yet. No, I don't. Do you recommend that? I mean, I've heard both. I'm not sure if it's recommended or not.
So, I can actually go ahead and include one at no additional cost. So, normally it's an extra $300, but I'll throw that in for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Now, before I start getting the account set up, did you have any questions at all?
No.
Okay. So, let me just give you kind of a rundown of how it's all going to work, okay? So, I'm going to get some basics about your company, send you everything in writing. I'm going to set you up for a client interview. That phone call will be, you know, tomorrow or Monday, whatever you have more free. That phone call will be about 20 to 40 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. And it's just kind of where they're going to start setting up the account, getting the keywords, getting more extensive information about your company. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard, as well as all the directory submissions. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get the website done, as well as getting you on the Facebook ads. And I'm sorry, from 10 to 12 days, we'll also get you on mobile devices, as well as figuring out what, like, it could take about 10 days to figure out what's going on with your Google business profile, but it probably won't take that long. It most likely will happen quicker than that if you've already gotten, like, a PIN verification and all of that. So then from 30 to 45 days, everything with the first page of the map section will begin to appear there. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So, now, Isaac, is your first name, is it spelled I-S-A-A-C?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
Lopez.
Okay. That's pretty easy. So, Isaac, what's the best email for you?
So it's highendbuilders@yahoo.com. No hyphen.
Hi. Oh, so it's just H-Y. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the company name.
Right, right. And you said at Yahoo?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to send you over. Okay, hold on one second. I think I spelled something wrong. It's not coming up. No hyphen, right?
No hyphen. It's all together.
Okay. One second here. And so is it High End Builders LLC or just High End Builders?
No, just highendbuilders@yahoo.com.
Yeah, I don't know why it's coming here. Let me try. I'm going to send you over an email right now just to make sure it comes through. It's just going to have everything that the package includes. The email is also going to have my extension and phone number. So, you know, at any time, Isaac, I will always be the lead on your account. From this point forward, you will be working with your account management team, but I'm always here if you need anything, you know, you need something escalated, whatever it may be, you can always reach me at my extension. I may not always have the answer, but I'll at least be able to forward it to somebody who does. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So let's see, just sent over that email. So now is this always the best phone number for you?
Yes. Yeah, this is it.
Okay. And then, is the best address for you? Is it going to be the 5362 West, Cameo Tira?
Yep. That should be, that's it. That's the company address.
Okay. Do you like living in Tucson?
I do. I really like it.
So I recently drove from, you know, where I live in Orange County, and I drove from here to Colorado for a wedding and went through Flagstaff. And, oh, my God, Flagstaff is just so beautiful. I wish I could live there. It's, like, amazing. I didn't even know that Arizona had such, like, a place with so many trees, you know? You always just think of desert, you know?
Exactly. That's what a lot of people don't know until you come around, and it kind of has a little bit of everything.
Yeah. I've never actually been to Phoenix. I think I've driven through Phoenix, but I've never, like, hung out there. So it was kind of cool to see the different parts of Arizona just driving through it. But, I mean, you know, going to Colorado, you don't really see much other than Flagstaff. That's, like, the major city that you drive through. But anyways, so now I'm just going to get some basics here, Isaac, about your company. So it's not required for Google, but do you have any licensing and insurance?
Yes, I am licensed.
Okay.
I'm licensed and insured and bonded.
Okay. And then, now anything I'm going to mention here is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. Do you have a logo, or would you like us to create you one?
I have one.
Okay. And then, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
It's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. And then, so the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
All of the above work.
Okay. Now, Isaac, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Essentially what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It does come with an app. Some of the features, it kind of helps to eliminate any spam calls. You can add more than one line to it. Essentially, it's kind of like having a business line. Is that something you might be interested in?
Is there a fee on top of that, or how does that work?
No, so anything I'm mentioning is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. With the call tracking number, that is it's included, right? But in the client interview, they'll mention something that's like a greeting. That costs a little bit extra. It's like $30 or something. I don't personally deal with that. But it's essentially if somebody calls, then it'll say, hi, you've reached high-end builders. Press 1 for blah, blah, blah. It'll be like that type of greeting. But you don't have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of like that idea of it having a – so it kind of screens it for you? It screens the
yes.
call from the telemark? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
at
I kind of like that.
I'll go ahead and send you over the application for it. So, I mean, you can just, if you want to do it, just have it filled out for your client interview, but you don't have to do it. So at least you'll have the application. It's super short, too. All you do is put in your email, phone number, and name, okay? So
okay,
just
good.
Texting that over to you right now. Now, Isaac, do you have
email.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
I said I still haven't received that email that you sent.
Okay, you have it. See, it said it was. It hold on.
So the email is, it should be hyendbuilders@yahoo.com.
I know that's what I put in. Hold on, I don't know. Let me just try again.
Unless it went to spam.
Well, when it's an unfamiliar email address, it might have done that.
Let me see if it's over here. Let me see here.
It would be from Jesse Corcoran.
Yeah, from Facebook advertisement.
Yeah, okay, so you did get it.
Yeah, it went into spam, yeah.
Okay.
I just got it.
Yeah, sometimes when it's an unfamiliar, you know, email, it does do that. But you can always move it to like important or whatever. So at least you have my extension and phone number. I'll text it to you anyway too though. So, okay. So now, so you've never had a domain name though, right?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a Facebook business profile or do you need us to create you one?
I do not have one.
Okay. You do have a personal Facebook though, right?
Not even that.
Okay. Would you be willing to make a personal Facebook?
I don't think that, I mean, let's say I never would use it.
Yeah. Well, so just the reason I ask, Isaac, is the Facebook ads, if they have the option to call you directly from Facebook ads, but if they message you, then it'll go to a personal Facebook. So they don't have access to that. But it, at least you can receive the messages. You'll want to have a personal Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I had one a long time ago.
Okay.
And I just never got the hang of it, but I never used it. So I might still come up there under my name.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I am personally not like the biggest fan of Facebook either, but it is so successful for businesses. Most of my clients receive up to 6 calls a day just with the Facebook ads. So, you know, it's just, I mean, even if you and I aren't big fans of it, there are a lot of people still looking for the services that you're offering, you know. And the great thing with the Facebook ads as well is they are interchangeable to also finding employees. So if you're looking for workers ever, you can run an ad. And with that, too, at least you'll be able to kind of see the person, you know, instead of just getting a random resume. So I don't know if you're looking to hire at all, but you can do that, or you can look for services with that. So just so you have
okay,
an idea.
Yeah, that sounds good. We can work that out. Do I just have to reactivate the one that happened?
Yeah, or you can make a new one. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to have anything on it, you know, just so you have access to be able to get messages.
Okay, sounds good. I can do that. Or, I mean, you guys can do that too, whatever works.
Okay. Yeah, well, we definitely will create you a business profile just to have a personal one. I mean, I think there's a way that they can go around it, but don't hold me to that. I don't set up the Facebook stuff, but they may be able to use their own personal one and then, you know, forward the messages. I'm not sure. So they would be able to go over that more extensively with you in the client interview. So
Okay.
So let's go ahead and set that up right now, your client interview. Now, are you more available tomorrow or Monday?
Tomorrow would work.
Okay.
If it's in the afternoon.
Okay. Do you want to do like 2 to 3?
That's perfect. Yeah, that would work.
Okay. So, now Isaac, the whole phone call will not last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, as far as, billing goes though, it's going to be the same address, correct?
Correct.
Okay, 1 second here. Okay, just getting everything set up. Now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
A Visa.
Okay, 1 second.
And this can I change this, the payment method? Would it be pretty easy to change later?
Yeah, absolutely. If you need to change it at any time, just let them know. You can always reach somebody through your reporting dashboard or just calling in. So, but you can absolutely change it at any time.
Okay.
Okay, so, Isaac, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
4147?
Mm-hmm.
4002?
Mm-hmm.
5803?
Okay.
4873.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration?
3/24.
Okay, and then the security code?
010.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Isaac, is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 348. I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me, let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So it's Isaac. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
High-End Builders, LLC.
Okay, perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Isaac Lopez, and I'm the owner.
All right. And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Isaac, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already, okay?
Okay.
Now, at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So when they call to do the client interview, they're going to ask you this question. And if you ever have any doubt about who may be calling, you can always ask the question and get the response that you've given here today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, what is that?
Gonzalez.
Okay, wonderful. So now, now, Isaac, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And basically what that means, Isaac, is if you ever do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Okay. So with that, because I have home advisors that I started with on the Zach. Does that count?
Yeah. No, we already know about that. That's totally fine.
Okay.
Now, Isaac, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 9th, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $348. This is the $249 with a $99 setup fee. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 9th of the month in the amount of $249. So now, Isaac, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. Now, the next thing that I need from you is you should have received a text message just now. Do you see it? It says, Isaac, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link that says My Local Splash Terms. This is going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms and Experience. Terms of Experience, sorry. So this is everything that we've discussed in writing. Essentially, everything included in this package is going to be the Google Business Profile, Optimization, the directory submissions, the Facebook ads, then advanced reporting, live client support. So that would be everything included in this. Now, you can take your time, look this over. If you have any questions, let me know. When you're done looking it over, scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, let me know, okay?
Okay. Okay, I confirmed it. Now it says username, password.
Perfect. So that is going to be for your reporting dashboard. Isaac, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Okay.
So now everything is set up and good to go for your client interview tomorrow. I'm just going to send you a quick text with a YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. And then I'm also going to, again, text you my extension and phone number so you have it. Tomorrow when they call you, they will be calling you from the 877 number that I've sent over. So it's 877-635-6225. I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone so you have it. The last thing I'm going to send is if you could possibly rate your experience with us, that would be wonderful. I would really appreciate it. I've appreciated my time with you, Isaac. Did you have any questions at all?
No, I think that's all good.
Okay, well, I'm super excited to get you started with your marketing. Just look out for that call tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot, Isaac.
Have a good one, Jesse.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.